I believe the Lord sent us a message to Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church this morning. It has been my goal as your pastor, and I didn't, I had not spoken with Brother Hogan about some things that we had been trying to bring forth, but we've been going through the Apostle John's letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation. And as I've told you, the goal in that, first of all, is to follow the Spirit of the Lord and for us to receive the things that He intends for us to get from those messages. But it's to look and see, what does God look for in a church? So often today, you see, or you've probably heard somebody ask the question, maybe in a conversation at work or somewhere, what do you look for in a church? Have you ever heard somebody ask that question? Has anybody ever asked you that question? You know, our response to that answer, or response to that question, our answer should be not to what we look for in a church, but what does God look for in a church? We learned in the writing to the church at Ephesus that He looks for devotion and commitment to the church. That's what He looks for. You know, when the Lord asks and teaches us in His Word that He looks for certain things, that should be the very thing that we look for. Has anybody ever asked your young people today, what do you look for in a man or a woman? Our response should be, what does God look for in a woman? And what does God look for in a man? What is the characteristics of a virtuous, godly woman? What are the characteristics of a godly man, a leader of a home? Man has become so consumed with ourselves that we've made it about what are we looking for. But our question should be, what is God looking for? And I asked you this morning, do you feel like you're content? Because the Lord told through the mouthpiece of the Apostle Paul to the young minister Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and the 6th verse, He said, godliness with contentment is great gain. He said, godliness with contentment. There's a lot of ungodliness that people think will bring contentment, but that's not what He's talking about. He says, godliness with contentment is great gain. I tell you, I believe I stand before you this morning as one convinced that when God looks upon His people and when what He looks for in a church is a group of people that says, I'm content with what they're content with what I have established and what I've given them. Amen. They don't seek to add words unto my Bible. They don't seek to add works unto my salvation. They simply say, Jesus Christ obtained eternal life for me. Amen. And it is all to Him I owe. And they lay their heads down at night and they say, we are not worthy of the least of these thy mercies, but we praise God that thou hast done these things for us. I believe the Lord's still looking for that in His church today. I believe the Lord is still looking in His church for the people of God that still rest in the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote and he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. There's the power of God in the modern day ages through the preaching of the gospel. He says, I'm still looking for the people that are going to trust in that and not going to create something new. And not going to create something new. I tell you, godliness with contentment is great gain. I've been convinced since my earliest visits amongst the old Baptists that they were a people who were content. Far from the definition that the world would give them as being lazy, but content. I tell you, if you've ever gone home with a sister on a meeting weekend, you'll call them lazy for the last time in the preparation of the meals and in the hospitality through the homes. If you've ever spent a week with a true minister of the gospel and seen the laborers that he goes through and in prayer and in the study of the word, you'll call them lazy for the last time. They're not lazy. They're just content with what God has given them. And I tell you, it's a great gain, is it not? I tell you, the Lord has given us the opportunity to be more profitable, to be more, to have more in this life than anybody else in this world. He's told us that godliness with contentment is great gain. Are you content this morning? Do you say, praise God that thou hast given us these things? Or do you seek for more? Do you need something else? Well, I tell you, if you feel this morning that you need something else, I feel you to do as the Scripture tells you and not go and seek more, but to return to the things in which God has given us. Because there is where you can be fed. There is where you can receive blessings. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I know that if I tell Brother Hogan that I don't think anything needs to be added under the message that he's said today. And there's a reason why that for the life of me, I didn't have a whole lot on my mind this morning. Didn't have to study the church at Smyrna, which is the next church that we were going to go through. And if you pronounce it Smyrna, like the South Shore, that's fine. But it wasn't on my mind this morning. The one thing I want to make sure Brother Hogan knows is it's not that I believe that he took too much time or said too much that I'm not going to say a whole lot more. It's because I believe he said what the Lord sent to Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church this morning. I believe that as a man that comes from another group of people, not another group of people not outside the Primitive Baptist, but from another part of the country, and has come and has visited you for the third time in his life, and the things in which he has spoken to you this morning, your pastor can say amen to. Your pastor can say that I wholeheartedly believe those doctrines just as he's preached them, and I believe those exhortations to be from God. The Scripture says the words of the wise were as goads and as nails as fastened by the masters of assemblies, which was given from one shepherd. He's given us our encouragement, has he not? You know, the encouragement rests with me as much as it does with you. I love to be encouraged as a minister of the gospel. I love to hear the preaching of the gospel. But if you don't follow those goads with any sort of doctrine that he has, and he's given us that doctrine in these words this morning and told us about how the Lord has got a finished, complete work for us to glorify him in. Praise the Lord for that precious truth today. That we rely day by day on the same God that was able to speak this world into existence, that hung on the cross at Calvary and gave eternal life to every single one of his children which were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. That's the same God that we depend on today for our daily grace. He's the same one that can bless our spirit that dwells within us to continue to be content. A lot of times the contentment is brought on simply because the Lord removes his blessings from us because we're not doing them. And he's not bound to give them unto us. But through our disobedience, he can withdraw that feed trough, if you will, that exists within us that he's constantly pouring in and giving us that feed to keep us full and giving us that water, that same water that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 and says that whosoever drinketh of this well shall never thirst. I tell you, that well that the Lord has blessed us to drink from, the gospel truth that has given us the precious faith which was once delivered unto the saints, is enough that should keep us content. You know, there's a lot of obstacles in this world that's going to try to teach you to be discontent with that truth. I was telling Brother Scott Taylor the other day, it's going to be a lot different, Brother Scott, with this new baby that you've got coming on, than it will be for whenever you and I were growing up, sports, involvement out here in this world. I can remember whenever I grew up, we were able to participate in everything. And you know what? It was guaranteed that Sunday was not going to be a day when they participated in that sport. It was just the way it was. Communities insisted on it. Parents still insisted that they were going to carry their children to church on Sunday, and they were not going to be a part of something that pulled them away. Are our young people established enough to be able to stand in the way today and say, son, daughter, we can't do that because they're saying that in order to participate in that, you're going to have to be gone on Sunday. Are you content with what the Lord has established and saying that you'll leave my Sabbath and it will remain holy, it will remain mine, and you'll give glory to me on that day? It's going to be different, brother. And it's going to take contentment and rejoicing in the things in which God has given us for us to be able to stand in the breach and say that what the Lord has given us is enough. Sure, I know the benefits of the extracurricular activities, but I tell you, they don't override what the Lord will benefit you with for his Sunday service. They don't override. But But there's a ton of distractions out there, and there's more and more coming up day by day by day. It's like Elder Sonny Powell said one time that whenever the racetrack out there in West Texas was being constructed, that his wife was driving him to the airport to go on a preaching engagement trip, and a preaching trip where he had speaking engagements. I don't know if I've ever heard it called a preaching engagement trip, but anyway. And she asked him, she said, "What are they building over there?" He said, "It's a church." He said, she looked at him like that and said, "You know, that's a big church." And he said, "You know, they kept working on it. And about 6 months later, she was taking him to the airport again. And she looked over and she said, "I told you that wasn't a church. That's a racetrack." He said, "It's a place where people worship on Sunday. Because that's what they'd rather do than lay aside the things of this world and praise the Lord. It's what they've established to be their idol in this world." May the Lord bless us at Macedonia Church to take these words that have been given us today and use them. I've been amongst our people for almost 10 years, and one of the things that I cannot stand to hear, because I've never witnessed it, and if you have, you forgive me for this and pray that the Lord will never allow it again to creep amongst our people, is that there's no way to use the messages that the preacher's preaching. I want to tell you, if you can't use what was said here today, you need to reestablish yourself in the Word, because you've been given something to put in your pocket and use in this world.
Yes.
To be content. May the Lord bless us with that. May the Lord bless our church.
Yes.
May the Lord bless you, Brother Hogan, in your travels and your ministry back up amongst the Lord's people. And I pray that the Lord will bring you back down our way soon, that our paths will cross soon. What we're going to do is stand and sing a hymn and offer an opportunity for anyone who's here today who has found contentment amongst the old Baptists to come and come forward and ask for a home in our church that the Lord has given us here at Macedonia and to be received in the way in which Scripture teaches us to receive new members.